Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Huge sports weekend in these parts.
The biggest.
You've got ALCS beginning tomorrow night at Fenway Park, Saturday and Sunday night games there. You've got the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. Sunday night as the Patriots try to knock off the undefeated 5-0 Kansas City Chiefs. And I've got the number that makes this game a lock.
Let's hear the lock number.
There is a Twitter site called Boston Sports Info. Okay. And they break down a lot of the sports, a lot of the numbers for the professional teams in town. They have got the stat of the year here.
Stat of the year?
Julian Edelman and Tom Brady have never lost a game to an AFC opponent at Gillette Stadium in a game they both played in.
Is that right?
They are 36-0 lifetime.
Brady and Edelman versus the AFC.
When they play together against an AFC opponent at Gillette Stadium, they are 36-0.
Interesting.
Lock it up, Eamon.
Because obviously there was no Julian Edelman in Game 1 last year against the Kansas City Chiefs. And so that is a pretty wild stat.
36-0 in their career when they play together against an AFC opponent at Gillette.
So you're locking this one up then. You're saying Patriots win because they got Edelman.
Saying.
I think that...
Obviously, we're talking regular season here because they have lost...
Yeah. Regular season?
Playoff.
That's what we're talking about right now, though. That's fine.
36-0. They lost to Baltimore in the playoffs in 2009. They lost to the Jets in the playoffs in 2011. But in the regular season, 36-0 when they play against that.
I don't know what their record is with Gronk and Edelman both on the field together. We know that they haven't been out there together nearly as much as you would like. You know, it was almost two full seasons where you didn't see it. But just the idea of both of them playing, that gives them an advantage all the time. You know, we've seen them win even Super Bowls with just Gronk or just Edelman. But when you combine the two, it just gives Brady so many more options. And then James White is as reliable as anybody. And you got to like what you've seen out of Josh Gordon, even though it's been very, very limited. So all those guys together, yeah. I mean, if there's any offense in the league that can keep up with Kansas City, I mean, you got LA with the Rams for sure. But the Patriots, now that they're healthy and they're not suspended, they're right there with them.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Let's go to Matt in Wilmington. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Matt?
I'm looking for some credit where credit is due right here.
Oh, God, boy. You know, I told you way back when. I love these.
It's not that far. It's not that far. Remember beginning of the season when I said I wanted the Red Sox to start a brawl early in the year against the Yankees, the Orioles, or the Rays in the division to galvanize the team and get them going and get past last year and all the feral stuff. You remember that? No?
No. Yeah. No.
No? Well, I did.
And okay.
It happened 108 wins later. You can dig up the tape. But either way, I wanted to say that.
We try to catalog all the Matt from Wilmington calls that we can.
I told him there was no chance.
We're not going to find that one.
David Price is going to feed the Astros. 6 innings, 1 run, 5 punch-outs, 1 walk. He's going to be a monster. Because I just go back.
Based off of what?
Back in July, after he got handed his butt handed to him by the Yankees, Cora said they figured something out with him, and then he went on that run for the rest of the summer, most of the rest of the summer anyway, until he basically faced the Yankees again. So Cora talked about the exact same thing. I think it was on OMF. So based on that and Alex Cora pushing all the right buttons, there's no reason for me to not believe that.
Now, see, I gave you a number to lock down the Pats-Kansas City game. You've now locked down the Red Sox and Houston Astros series.
Game two.
Just game two. All right, game two. All right.
Well, I remember vividly Matt's call about, just start a brawl.
You remember that? Yeah,
heck no.
I remember the day.
None of it.
Now, we've had a couple of callers now being very confident in David Price, and I do not understand why. Where is that coming from?
Alex Cora sounds confident, but he
sort
of gets paid to.
That's fine. And he sounds it. I don't know if he necessarily is. But we've had a couple of people call us this week say he's going to pitch well. Like, why? How? I mean, honestly, the best argument we have heard is he's due. Because I don't even want to hear the, oh, he was good against Houston this year. Okay, he's had unbelievable years before, and then what has that gotten him? You know, he still gets just destroyed in the playoffs. So
contract under this guy is, though I hate him, I think he's going to go 6 2/3.
Yeah,
I really do.
Wow.
He's going to throw about 97 pitches. He's going to strike out 7, and he's going to leave the game with a 4-1 lead.
Isn't most of that just wishful thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, I really want it to be true, so I'm going to tell you it's going to happen.
I mean.
Did those same people say the exact same thing before game 2 of the last series?
They couldn't have. And then that's the other argument you're hearing, though. Is like, well, he was bad against the Yankees. Like, that's just what it was. Like, okay. It's also the playoffs. Like, there are other examples where he's been good against everybody, and then you get to the postseason, just a different feel, and he struggles there. So you're right. The Yankees have a bunch of guys like Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge who can smack him all around. But I think Houston provides that too. You look at the Houston lineup, and I think they can get to David Price as well.
It's funny,
regardless of the ballpark.
It's funny how some people just are so positive about the outcome of a game. You know, the guy who said he's going to throw 97 pitches, he's going to be ahead 4-1. Yeah, that sort of thing. Texter says, when's the last time the Pats scored over 40 points? They're getting killed by Kansas City. Brady will go 3 and out. 3 and out 4 times. That's a given. Okay. What the hell do you base that on?
He goes, when's the last time they scored 40? Well, 38 the last 2 weeks is pretty good.
So they missed it by a couple. You got us there.
I don't know if 40 is going to be is exactly what you need either. Like, I think it's going to be high scoring, but 38-35 is high scoring.
I'd be surprised if you needed 40 to win.
I mean, it might be the first of 40. I could see it, but you're right. The game could easily be in the 30s on both sides, and you'd still hit the over.
617-779-7937. Jerome's in Scituate. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, Dale, Rich. You know what? I hate to make it 2 in a row, but
oh boy,
I called to get some credit, too.
Oh, good.
Let's just give everybody credit.
Now,
did this last week.
Day one, when I met Rich Keefe, I knew this guy could tell a star. He knew sports.
That's right.
Well, I met a guy this weekend, Rich. You ever heard a guy named Coach Craig?
Yeah, at Hobart?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I know him.
Well, I mentioned your name, and you know what he told me?
No idea. He has no memory.
He told me that you were a Biletnik cough type receiver. He said you had hands of glue.
Well, it was very nice of him to say that.
You'd thought they'd have thrown you the ball more than
probably
they
should have then. Hey, Coach, that's easy to say that now.
Yeah, he spoke very highly of you.
Well, I appreciate that, Jerome. That's very nice.
You know where we were? You know where Glen Lake is?
What?
Glen Lake down in Goffstown.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Coach Craig was there?
At a yard sale.
Wouldn't Coach Craig be coaching his team?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's gone now?
Yeah, he retired, yeah.
Okay.
He's not coaching anymore.
To Goffstown?
Yeah, that seems a little bit of a stretch.
Goffstown Grizzlies.
Right.
They used to be the Indians.
I understand.
Is he talking about your high school coach or your college coach?
And then, Rich, I'm trying to find your St. Paul's coach, but I'm having a little trouble. But
yeah, track him down. Well, he left a while ago. He ended up going to another school, another state, I think. So you might have a hard... Coach Perry. Look for him. He'd have a lot of nice things to say about me, too.
I heard you were the best athlete ever to come out of Dunbarton High.
Well, that's definitely true, because there is no Dunbarton High.
No. Right. Well, what I'm saying.
Yeah. That was a nice athlete. Thank you.
All right. Listen, have a great day.
Thank you, Jerome. That's all that was. He just wanted to call in and say how good of an athlete I was. So pretty good call.
Call again anytime, Jerome, apparently.
Yeah.
Coach Craig retired from Hobart and William Smith to Goffstown, New Hampshire? That seems a stretch to me.
And him remembering me is also a stretch. There's a better chance that he went to Goffstown from Geneva, New York, than there is him remembering who I was. But hey, who knows?
He might have vivid memories of your Biletnikoff glue-like hands.
Yeah, pretty good.
How come they didn't throw you the ball more?
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, evidently, everything they threw at you, you would have caught.
That's absolutely true. Well, not really. That's also maybe a little overstated. You can't catch everything, Dale. You can try.
Troy Brown always said, if I touch it, I have to catch it.
That's right. That didn't always happen.
And Troy Brown might be able to do that.
Yes, he's a little bit different.
The rest of us, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I have a feeling.
Yes.
That we might have found ways beyond my great stats to lock things up for you. I have a lock.
You know what you need to open a lock? Keys. You need keys, Dale.
Oh, that
at least one.
That was brilliant.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WBI.
Kind of an impressive open, don't you think?
It is.
Don't screw this up.
It is. I don't know. I like the ones with more energy, but I'm not the ones picking them, I guess. So.
Like Mick Foley, The Rock.
Jericho.
Steve Austin.
Jericho. You guys challenged me about 3 weeks ago to never duplicate.
No, that's true. You're doing different ones. That's fine. Falls Count Anywhere Friday. Not bad. But
so,
anyway, go ahead.
So the question is, which of these two gargantuan athletic contest this weekend are you going to turn your attention to? Now, I will say this. You guys made me a little uncomfortable a few minutes ago.
I don't doubt that. I don't know what it's about.
A couple of breaks ago,
yes,
I saw you and Rossi sneak off into the back room together.
Yes.
Don't let anybody hear us. We're back here talking about stuff.
Soundproof it.
Talking about people.
Well, that's because if you want to bring this on the air, that's fine. It's actually a good promotion for hashtag Dork.
Oh, good.
So thank you very much. It's the podcast. You can check it out on iTunes. You can also check it out on Twitter at Dork Podcast. Rossi, for all Dorktober long, is watching a different horror movie every single night.
Yeah, he's usually come in and said, it was awful.
He's watched a lot of stinkers. And so,
he hasn't liked any of them so far.
Well, no. So he had to go see a classic. So we every day, we just for a couple minutes, we catch up with Rossi, see what he's watching. So he watched a good one last night. We filmed a quick little video, and that's what that was.
Very nice.
We're not telling secrets about you, Dale. We're not keeping you out of it.
You made me sad.
Nope,
I thought you were hatching stuff in the other room.
We were scheming.
Dale, if you want to jump in and watch a movie,
break it down.
We were just talking about this off the air.
Yes.
John Buccigross on Twitter today said, The Exorcist is the one movie he regrets seeing. And I will tell you that in my entire lifetime, it's the scariest movie I ever saw. Now, part of that was the whole theater experience.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, people were passing out in theaters, and they were dragging people out and everything. Mm. That was the scariest movie I ever saw.
Mm.
I have no desire to see that one again.
Yeah, there's definitely...
Linda Blair's head spinning around.
Like, I don't know. I feel like there's so many movies now where you're just desensitized to it. Like, I feel like, because the stories back of The Exorcist were people, like, throwing up in the theater and everything else.
I mean, people are passing out.
And now the stuff is so much more gross.
The worst movie experience for me, though, was Paranormal Activity.
Really?
That was terrifying.
You were terrified of that?
In the theater, opening night after all that hype and everything.
Did you ever see the movie Inside?
No.
Terrible. Just the worst. I'll just say that the lady that was at home was pregnant. And let's just say there was another lady that wanted the baby.
Oh, I have seen that, actually.
The worst. It made you sick to your stomach. It wasn't necessarily scary as much as it was just obscene. So that's usually
where these movies go.
That's what they're doing. They're like,
overly scary or overly gory.
Yeah, you got a shock value type of thing.
I think The Happening might be the worst scary movie I've ever
seen.
Well,
it's just a terrible movie.
It was so bad.
That is really...
Trees killing people?
Trees.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert, everybody.
Thanks very much.
That was the Shyamalan twist. No, he just saved you an hour and a half. That movie was awful.
That was good, actually.
You're welcome.
Terrible.
Anyway, so now the question is, what are we going to try to lock in on?
Dale, he's cracking himself up. Oh, you know what's funny? Everything can't make it into Week in Review, but one of the things was we were talking about how this Sunday night you really need two TVs, but two TVs blows Dale's mind. He can't watch two things at once.
I used to have picture-in-picture. It was too confusing.
So the Red Sox play at 7.
Two TVs.
Oh, here you go. Buy another TV
tomorrow. I get too confused.
You get too confused.
I don't like watching them both. I can't watch them both at the same time.
Are you kidding me?
I go
me?
Back and forth.
So the Red Sox played 7, and then the Patriots played 8:20. So you should be able to get.
I'm great from 7 to 8:20. I'm in good shape.
3 innings, I would say.
Maybe.
So all of David Price's start, you should be able to watch, and then you can flip over to the Patriots. But there's going to be a lot of flipping,
a lot of flipping,
a lot of one game on a TV, one game on a tablet. That's kind of what we're looking at here, Dale. But I feel like we gotta make some predictions at some point, right? We gotta make some predictions both for Patriots Chiefs, and for games 1 and 2 of the ALCS.
That can be in what else you got.
It can be, because you know what really helps you break down a game? Maybe unlike anything else?
That'd be
little Keith's keys.
Rich Keefe. What is going to be a couple of keys for the Boston Celtics to get a win here tonight?
And now, Dale and Keefe presents.
What are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
Keefe, I think I'm going to quit my Nessun job if this ever happens again.
And instead, I got demoted to midday.
Here we are, though. Here we are, Dale. And maybe because of segments like these, who's to say? Keefe's keys to Patriots Chiefs on Sunday night. Here we go. Oh, and keep in mind, as you're paying attention to these keys, right now it is Patriots minus 3.5.
3.5.
Minus 3.5 is the number. Let us begin. The Patriots are undefeated this season when Tom Brady throws for over 250 yards. The Chiefs are just undefeated.
Great.
Kansas City metropolitan area has over 100 barbecue restaurants. Andy Reid is not allowed back in 88 of them.
That's actually pretty good.
The Pats win if they have a 100-yard rusher or 100-yard receiver.
Okay.
You've heard it said that Andy Reid is terrible at managing the two-minute drill.
Heard that, yeah.
However, he is excellent at running the Golden Corral's closing in 2 minutes drill.
Are we going to do a bunch of Andy Reid fat jokes here?
Andy Reid is a quarterback guru, developing such quarterbacks as Favre, McNabb, and Mahomes. He is also a barbecue guru.
Okay, we are.
Developing a taste for such sauces as Sweet Baby Ray's, Big Bob Gibson's Original White Sauce, and Gates Extra Hot.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Patrick Mahomes apparently has 4 nicknames, and none of them involve Fraggles.
Musician,
Showtime, The Gunslinger, and believe it or not, Fat Trick. Fat Trick.
Can you back up to that one for just a moment?
Seems
where does that
unkind.
Come from?
I don't know. It's on Football Reference, Dale. It's one of the keys to the game.
Okay.
Andy Reid has an impressive coaching tree.
It might have been Jason Rossi's nickname back in high school, too.
Fat Trick Rossi, they called him. Impressive coaching tree by Andy Reid with the likes of John Harbaugh, Ron Rivera, Todd Bowles, Doug Peterson, and Matt Nagy. He also has Brad Childress, Pat Shurmur, Leslie Frazier, and Steve Spagnuolo. So not great.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. We've all seen footage of Andy Reid as a massive youth football player winning the punt, pass, and kick contest.
It's the greatest photo ever.
But what we didn't know was he was 4 years old at the time. Tom Brady is only 4-3 versus Kansas City with 7 interceptions in 7 games. 7 games.
Uh-huh.
Andy Reid is known for giving coaches the title of offensive coordinator, but not letting them call the plays.
Eric Bieniemy goes, what am I doing here?
Bill Belichick, known for not giving coaches the title of defensive coordinator, but letting them call the plays. Andy Reid lives mostly in shallow waters above the continental shelves, spending significant amounts of his life on the sea ice looking for benthic bivalve mollusks to eat.
We are just doing Andy Reid fat jokes all day today, aren't we?
Andy Reid has played a prominent role in the cultures of many indigenous Arctic peoples who have hunted the walrus for its meat, fat, skin, tusks, and bone.
We're digging deep here.
What do you mean?
These are not keys. These are
These are keys to the game.
These are stabbing Andy Reid's to the game.
Exactly. Three and a half point lead.
And so him being a walrus is going to help the Patriots out?
Yeah. Andy Reid once coached the final.
By the way, we just tweeted out the photo of Andy Reid that you were talking about on the Daily Keefe.
He's a big fellow.
Oh, my Lord.
Andy Reid once coached the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl with his hands around his neck. Rossi, that's not true.
I actually did witness
Remember
that
one. Super Bowl?
I saw that one.
Remember that Super Bowl? That was a good Super Bowl. Now, we've also outsourced some keys here, Dale.
These were yours?
Those are mine. These are what we call.
I just automatically assumed the interns came up with
those. No, they don't have any good walrus ones in there. These are the interns' keys. Patrick Mahomes' touchdown to interception ratio has gone down about 2.6 each consecutive game since week 2. His QBR has gone down on average 25.8% each consecutive game.
That Rossi was a little dry,
I don't
wasn't
like that
it?
One. Yeah. Mahomes' godfather is LaTroy Hawkins,
who played 20 years in Major League Baseball. Mahomes also forced two NFL quarterbacks to transfer because he was so good, Baker Mayfield and Davis Webb.
Wow.
I like that one. Both teams. Oh, this one's good. Both teams.
Oh, finally, we get
here. We go. We stumbled upon one. Both teams had the same record as they do now going into week six last season. Patriots 3-2, Chiefs 5-0. The Patriots went on to win their week six game against the Jets. Chiefs lost their week six game to the Steelers. This was the beginning to a 1-6 stretch for the Chiefs, including a 4-game losing streak. That's not bad.
Yeah.
The two teams have met each other 35 times, including one postseason game, with the Patriots winning 14, Kansas City winning 18, and believe it or not, they have tied three times.
Thank God we don't do that anymore.
Three ties.
Well, not often anyway.
No, we really don't. Since the NFL went to its current playoff format in 2002, five teams have opened the season with a 5-0 record or better and missed the playoffs, one of which was Josh McDaniels' 09 Broncos, who started the year 6-0, but finished 8-8, missing the playoffs. And here you go. The Chiefs' defense, Dale, has allowed 461.8 total yards per game.
Oh, that .8 is what's killing them.
Yeah, it ranks dead last in the NFL.
They said also, their defense stinks.
It's not good.
It makes it shorter.
Also ranks last in the NFL in number of plays per drive, yards per drive, and 29th in points per drive.
Brady's going to score a billion. Oh, by the way,
sounds like the Patriots
three of
here.
The four Kansas City Chiefs safeties were unable to practice today.
Yeah, they're a mess. It's the Patriots are scoring 40 points.
They might.
They're going to win, but I think Kansas City scores high 30s as well.
I don't.
Shootout City.
Yeah, I don't think they score that high.
Really? You don't like Patrick Mahomes. You don't like Patrick Mahomes.
I think Patrick Mahomes is coming back to earth a little bit. You know, coaches get a chance to get some video on guys, get a chance to see who they are, what they do.
We got a clean cut of that.
We don't have clean cuts of anything.
No, that's true. I think they do win. I'm going back and forth on whether or not they cover. Like, I could see them winning by 2 or 3. So 3.5 makes it tough. So I think maybe I'll take Kansas City with the points? Question mark?
How to be definitive.
Yeah, it's one of those weird ones. I got the Patriots winning but not covering.
So they win by 3.
3-2 or 1. That's right, Dale. That's
10-8, I think, is the score you're looking for,
yep,
isn't
that's,
it?
That's what I got.
All right. We'll get in a few more calls. 617-779-7937. Jim's in Weymouth. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's going on, Jim?
Good, Dale. I got to agree with you on The Exorcist being the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Oh my God, it was! And when they do
good
show it
too.
Again, I stay away from it.
Have you seen the one they released? I don't know how many years back, but it's the same movie. They just added the scenes that were originally deleted from the original movie because they thought they were too scary.
Really?
Where she goes down the steps backwards, like on her.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that one's nuts. Yeah,
and a couple other things.
Yep, I have seen
but
that.
Scarier than The Exorcist by far are those damn monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
I'll tell you what, same movie. Just the witch herself scared the hell out of me.
The monkeys didn't scare me.
The monkeys were scary. The Wicked Witch of the West is one of the five most scary things ever on screen.
Still?
Yes. Yeah, witch is scary. Witch is scary.
No, the scariest thing to me was in Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
When they're trying to take her head off, I don't even know what I would call those creatures. Yeah. It was another Jim Henson.
Yeah,
creation.
Like Dark Crystal. I can do a Skeksis impression if you want.
Okay. Ties into our Fraggle.
Pretty good. You thought I was in the room with all the Skeksis, don't you think?
Do we have a clean copy of that?
I'm deleting the show.
We might have to. Ryan's in New Hampshire. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Yes,
thank you.
Hey, Keith stole a little bit of my thunder about what to watch, baseball or Patriots, but like you said, the layover of time, Price will already let up about 12 runs by then.
So they will not leave him in for 12 runs.
Does he get 12 outs is the question.
If you can pry the device out of your kid's hands, you can also stream both if you can't do the two TVs.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. And, I don't have two TVs side by side, so...
And one more thing for the Patriots. Do you think this will be the first time that we see the hurry-up offense like they used to run all the time with the Chiefs being so hurt and putting a wide receiver at safety and all that other madness?
I wouldn't mind seeing a hurry up. And they don't even have to run hurry up. They just run. They're real good at no huddle.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Right, exactly. No huddle, yes. As far as the hurry up, maybe not. Because what do you want to get? Because then they score really quick, and now your defense has to go back out there and try to slow down Mahomes. Like, you're not doing them any favors.
The no huddle is fine with me, where it's not Peyton Manning-esque, where he's standing up there, you know, for 26 seconds surveying the thing. But, you know, call the play at the line of scrimmage, get them right back up again.
Although, if Kansas City doesn't have a lot of healthy bodies, I don't know how much substitutions they're going to be doing anyway. They're like, this is
probably
our team.
Not.
This is who we got. So you guys can go as fast or slow as you want.
Back to more of Dale and Keith on Sports Radio WEEI.
American Dream. He's just a common man.
All right, that's the winner for the day.
There you go. Well done.
His birthday
strong.
Was yesterday.
That's right.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. This is the point of the program where we find that there's a couple of things that we wanted to get to, didn't get to, so we like to bring them to you in a little segment we call...
What else you got?
Yeah, what else you got?
Want me to make you very, very jealous.
Not really. Not on a Friday.
So last night, the Celtics had the annual Celtics Gala. And they were raising money for the Celtics Shamrock Foundation. And Gordon Hayward said, what if we auctioned off something where somebody could win a chance to play video games on the Jumbotron?
What?
Two fans ponied up $25,000 apiece.
Don't have that.
And they are now going to play Fortnite with Gordon Hayward on the Jumbotron at the TD Garden.
That is pretty sweet.
I mean, you got to admit, that'd be pretty cool.
Gordon Hayward, by the way, a bigger video game guy than David Price, I think. Gordon Hayward has been all about it. He had that Call of Duty tournament thing that he had people come over for. And now he's playing Fortnite on the jumbo screen.
Wouldn't you like to play at the TD Garden on
I
the
jumbo?
I mean, just play with Gordon Hayward, play Fortnite with him.
Well, they say Jerry Jones's grandkids play Madden on that jumbo screen down at Jerry's World.
The largest
screen. The biggest screen
ever.
In the world. They play football.
80 yards long. I've seen it in person. It's absurd.
And he lets them play Madden on that. That's incredible.
I remember when they first opened Jerry's World, they had all like the Cowboys, like Dez Bryant, former Cowboy. There.
Former Cowboy,
probably
sure.
Probably going to be a Cowboy again soon.
Maybe.
He was playing it on there, and they had a video of that.
Still not
insane.
In the league.
All right. So now the question is.
Yes.
What else you got?
Have you seen that Usain Bolt is now a soccer player? Usain Bolt is playing
Go
for,
ahead, catch him if you can.
He's playing for the Central Coast Mariners. He was playing in a friendly against MacArthur Southwest. His team, and he's with them on a trial. That's soccer talk, I guess.
Like is it? Yeah.
Tryout,
okay,
I guess. They won 3-0.
So it's friendly, by the way.
It's a friendly.
Team.
Yeah, it's a friendly. They're having a friendly. He scored 2 goals.
Of course
he
did.
He scored 2
Who's
goals.
Who's going to be able to keep up with him?
So Usain Bolt's
assuming
next career.
He can, like, dribble and shoot and stuff.
I guess he had a difficult time maintaining possession early in the game. But he scored a goal in the 55th and in the 68th minute. Then he was subbed out in the 75th.
He was tired.
I mean, he can run for 9 seconds straight. That doesn't necessarily mean you're in the greatest shape of your life.
That's a good point.
But Usain Bolt, the soccer player, I guess keep an eye on that here going forward.
I saw this other thing, and I'll just bring it up quickly because it's weird. They did one of these surveys of every state in the union,
yes.
And they figured out what was the most popular Halloween candy in each state.
Oh.
So I want to know who the hell voted.
Massachusetts?
Yeah.
What was it?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, I love Sour Patch Kids.
I believe it.
The
I
most
love them.
Popular Halloween candy
yeah, see,
is Sour
now,
Patch
kids,
kids.
Changed.
I love Sour Patch Kids, but I also feel like you don't see them a lot trick-or-treating.
Well,
do you?
Here's what I think it is. I think
by the way,
it's Snickers and
Maine
M&Ms,
also had Sour
nuts.
Patch Kids.
People are allergic to nuts now. There's a whole lot of stuff going through school, so I think
Sour like
Patch Kids,
cups,
the Swedish Fish,
Reese's Cups,
your gummies are now more
gummies.
Popular with kids. Just like
Starbursts.
Exactly.
Your Skittles, if you will.
Rhode Island has candy corn.
Oh,
or as puke. Emerson Lotzia said when he tweeted about it, he said, I got an idea. What would it be like if we ate a candle?
That's what it is. Yeah, it's just so. Little pieces of candle.
Honestly, the candles I get probably taste better.
That's probably true. Big That's candle guy, Rossi. Point. Cat and candle guy.
Somebody texted earlier in the day and said, what is that song you play at the end of your show?
This right here?
What? No. What's coming up next?
So
Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen.
Oh, it's Giselle.
Giselle is who we're playing next because we got to get out of here. What a weekend we're going to cover Monday
Woo.
Down at Gillette.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.